It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations.
Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success. Hello and welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main, and today we are going to deep dive into the integrated submissive. So a big part of what we do within the School of Somatic Kink is understanding and educating people on the truth and the dynamics around kink psychology, how they are both sexual and non-sexual. And as always, I like to cut through all the dogma, all the bullshit, and really reveal a layer of truth, a layer of realism, a layer of practicality to living this hedonistic, holy, and human life, to have this rich, nourishing experience of life, and to open up to speak to what is usually taboo and put in the we don't go there basket. And so there's a lot of ideas around what a submissive is, and, you know, everything. I've said it a million times and I'll continue to say it. Everything has a power and a false power. And within that power and false power, or you may know it as a shadow, but that secondary gain, that unmet part of ourselves, in that false power, it can be really easy to get lost in it because there really is an adrenaline rush, and more importantly, there's a secondary gain. And so in this episode, I really wanted to speak to how common it is for, I'm going to say women in particular, to really crave and really yearn for the one and finding that twin flame, that soulmate, that person to share our lives with. And so being an integrative submissive, to really embody the submissive as a woman, we need to understand and own our dominatrix. Learning how to let a man lead, or, you know, melting into your feminine so he can be in his masculine, is really outsourcing our power. It's enabling inequality and suppression. Submission has nothing to do with our trust or a woman's trust in a man or men, or feeling safe with them. It has everything to do with self-trust. Trusting our own intuitive edge and guidance. Trusting that we can make good decisions. Trusting ourselves to let go. Trusting ourselves to communicate our yes and our no's. What is it that we really want? And being unapologetic in expressing that. And when required, demanding that, right? So our desire to submit to a man is completely fear-based, and it's hella in our shadow and somatic kink unless we've integrated our dominatrix, right? The same thing goes for when we want a man, a partner, or find the one. Our happiness is not dependent on our relational status. It can't be, right? We're so much more than that. It has nothing, like, you know, it does nothing for our empowerment, right? This is not empowering. It's not teaching us to trust ourselves, to back ourselves, to own all of who we are, to take the lead, trusting we know how to lead. And I get it. It's probably not what we want to hear, right? Because that desire to just let someone lead, to submit, to tell me what to do, and I will just do it. It feels so much easier to do that. But here's the thing. I care more about your empowerment and your agency than I do about blowing smoke up your ass, selling you into a program or a workshop or a session or whatever it is, or me thinking that I know better than anyone else. Your agency, your empowerment is everything, right? You finding your own, crafting your own unique way, your own hedonistic way, that is completely unique to you. That's what I care about, right? And every single guy I've spoken to, they never want to always be dominant. They never want to always lead. Most men crave to surrender, to submit, because we need to find equilibrium in our bodies. And due to the fact that men are largely leading in life and in their jobs, it's the law of nature that we need to find balance, right? Just like women leading after centuries of suppression and inequality, we need to restore nature's balance and put women back on top so we can find equilibrium in our bodies as well. And only then can we integrate our submissive and enter into a sacred worship of union and a worship of Him, right? That is a beautiful place to arrive at, because then we get to submit. We get to enter into a submission because we know we've embodied our dominatrix. We're a dominatrix of our life and a submissive to the universe. And now we get to worship Him, right? And we still hold on to our power. We're doing it from a place of, I trust myself. I back myself. I've got myself. And we have a completely different relationship with our partners, with our lovers, with the men in our lives. So where are you on the scale of submission? Are you holding on to control? Are you wanting to submit? Are you craving for a man to lead? Are you craving for your partner to be a certain way? Are you craving to find the one? What are you hungering for right now? And once we realize that, then we can enter into finding and embodying our dominatrix. And then and only then can we really integrate our submissive. I am Renee Main, and I hope you enjoyed this little truth bomb, because it is everything if we want to evolve in how we relate and understand kink dynamics, understand how men and women relate to each other and how we can empower women and we can get back on top where we belong. I will see you in the next show. Bye, everybody.